High pressure is cresting along the east coast of the United States, so finally there is a thaw across the deep south following that significant winter storm earlier this week. For us, the high pressure area has delivered a beautiful and bright Thursday. We've had sunshine from beginning to end, and temperatures have come up into the 20s this afternoon. And in many respects, today is the day where we turn the corner, so to speak. Following the bitter blast of cold during the midweek, temperatures now are rebounding, and I'm expecting highs to come up into the 30s in many areas over the next 3 days. There's even the chance we could touch the 40-degree mark over the weekend. Having said that, it might seem strange for me to say that there is a cold front approaching from the west. That front, though, will tend to wash out and stall overhead over the next few days. And with that, we will actually see a wind flow from the south helping to push those temperatures up. We're also going to see more in the way of cloud cover with that front coming, so clouds will increase tonight. There's the chance for a spotty flurry or snow shower, mainly north and west of Albany. Temperatures will generally be in the teens tonight, with some spots falling down into the single digits. Coming up during the day tomorrow, we'll see many more clouds than we have seen today. It is going to be a warmer day, though. Temperatures will come up into the 30s in many locations. There is the chance for a spotty flurry or snow shower as we go through the day, but there is no significant snow in the forecast. Over the weekend, that cold front will still be stalled in place, and that's going to allow a storm to track into the northeast on Saturday. So there's the chance for a wintry mix through the first half of the weekend. By Sunday, the front will move from northwest to southeast across the region. That will bring a chance of some rain and snow showers. But again, temperatures over the weekend will be relatively mild compared to where they have been recently. It will turn seasonably cool Monday and Tuesday, and it looks like our next threat for significant winter storm comes around Wednesday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, increasing clouds with a chance of snow showers or flurries, low 8 to 16. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, chance of a passing snow shower or flurry, high 28 to 34. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of snow showers or flurries, low 8 to 16. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, chance of a passing snow shower or flurry, high 28 to 34. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, increasing clouds, low 15 to 20. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, chance of a passing snow shower or flurry, high in the mid-30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, increasing clouds tonight, low in the lower to mid-teens. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, chance of a passing snow shower or flurry, high 30 to 35. Region-wide on Saturday, mostly cloudy with a wintry mix developing, high in the 30s. And on Sunday, mostly cloudy with some scattered rain and snow showers, high in the 30s to around 40. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.